Welcome to the Next Level You podcast. In today's episode, we explore beating overwhelm at its own game. So stay tuned.
Hi, I'm your host, Jamie Lang, and welcome to the Next Level You. Inside this podcast, we dive deep into the inner workings of your mind, how to elevate your life, the necessary subconscious reprogramming to the undeniable laws of success and the tools, techniques, steps, and lessons I have learned in my 25-year journey of inner growth and development. You can expect hard truths and honest conversations about what it takes to uplevel your life and step into the best version of yourself. Join me on this journey in creating your best life. Ready to become that next level you? Let's begin.
Hello and welcome everyone to today's episode of The Next Level You. It is so great to be here. I've had so much going on with preparing and planning and recording and writing all in the background, and everything is slowly coming together, and it's really been a great journey, but it has taught me so much. And that's probably where this episode has been born from, in that feeling of overwhelm. When we're, even just in normal day-to-day life, you know, we can become very overwhelmed with what's going on, not even adding in the goals and things that you want to do in your life, and then having external circumstances affect the pressure and the anxiety that you run through your life. But today's episode I wanted to talk about is that sense of overwhelm and what it means, but also how to control it, how to beat it at its own game. Because if there's one thing that is certain, is that we are all going to experience overwhelm at some point or another. Just daily stresses can cause overwhelm, and the lack of time or money or resources can cause overwhelm. And so today's episode really is about giving you some techniques and strategies that I have used personally, and ones that I've also done a little bit of research about to find ways of really being able to take control of that. And that's what this podcast is all about. It's about controlling what you can and letting go of what you can't, and really understanding the difference between the two, but also being able to create your ideal and dream life, whatever that looks like for you, and be able to achieve what you want to achieve in your life, to be able to live your most authentic, fulfilling, and prosperous life in every way. So let's dive in. Overwhelm can be seen as, you know, just having so much on your plate at one time. I know that certainly I've felt that over the years. Right back in my early days when I was managing health clubs, it was, and I was very young, I lacked mental resilience, maybe. Looking back, you know, it was just like something small would tip me over the edge, but it was only that I was learning how to manage so much at one time, and then you put people into the mix, and then that just causes even more overwhelm. And so I guess over the years, you know, there have been other periods of time where there has been overwhelm during financial difficulties or during relationship changes, and you know, even just moving house can be a great cause of overwhelm when there's so much to do. And that's really what overwhelm is. It is a symptom of stress, and it is caused by the sense that your stress somehow outweighs your coping abilities. So I'll repeat that. Overwhelm is caused by the sense that your stress somehow outweighs your coping abilities. Now, I'm a firm believer that nothing is ever sent to you in your life if you didn't have the capability to be able to overcome it. However, we are human, and we are here to experience the full array of human emotions, and stress is one of those emotions where it could be pressure from outside people, it could be pressure internally, but it's the stress. Maybe it's a time pressure, maybe you need to complete a project within a certain period of time, but it is that sense that your stress or the stress of whatever is going on is greater than your ability to be able to cope with it. Now, that could be a made up pressure in your mind. Of course, you have the ability to be able to overcome it, but it could also be reality as well, that maybe you just don't have all the tools or resources to be able to overcome it without, you know, getting help from someone else or without doing something else in order to be able to do that. So that's where we're coming from in that sense of overwhelm. It's that, it's like the wave rising up through your chest, you know, up into your neck and head, and it's just like steam coming out of your ears in that sense of, that's it, I can't do it, I can't go on. It's that feeling of or the inability to be able to move forward. So when we're in that moment, in that frame of thinking, that's where I'm coming from today. And one block, first of all, to being able to overcome is that confidence in yourself that you can overcome it. That's first and foremost. If you lack the confidence that you're able to overcome whatever it is that you're facing, then you're fighting an uphill battle right from the word go. Now, of course, in that moment of overwhelm where, for lack of a better term, you've thrown all your toys out of the cot and that's it, you know, you've spat the dummy. In hindsight, you can always, you know, come back and think, okay, well, what can I do? And also, where else in my life have I been able to overcome a major stress or problem or challenge or difficult time? And that can help bring you sort of bring that confidence back. But in that moment where you have thrown all your toys out of the cot, where you've, you know, you've spat the dummy, it is really important, first and foremost, to distance yourself from that situation. Now, distancing yourself could just be changing your focus onto something else. It doesn't necessarily have to be a physical distance. If you can absolutely get up and walk away, like I know when I've been feeling stressed and overwhelmed dealing with a project on my computer and I just want to really throw my laptop down the stairs, obviously I don't do that because I know I have that maturity to be able to go, well, that's just going to cost me probably $3,000 to replace a computer, so that's a stupid thing to do. I'm not going to do that. But I will get up and I will walk away. I may even leave the house. I work from home, but I may even leave the house and go for a walk, get some fresh air, change the scenery around me. In other moments where I have felt overwhelmed and I haven't been able to escape the physical demographic of that, back, say, for example, back in the day when I was managing health clubs and I had that sense of overwhelm, simply walking out of my office and conversing with a team member or calling my mum or a friend or going out and talking to some of the members on the floor was enough to just free my mind in that moment and release that constant hovering pressure. And so that would be the first thing, absolutely, is being able to distance yourself. If you can't physically, emotionally, changing your sense of focus. If you can physically, absolutely remove yourself, even for a short period of time. You can't see the whole picture when you're in the eye of the storm. So being able to change your focus, to be able to just to clear your mind in some way, is going to give you that ability to have a better mental state or look at it from a different point of view when you do come back to it. So distance is definitely key in being able to beat overwhelm at its own game. But first of all, as well, having the awareness to identify what is actually overwhelming you. I've worked with people that have this sense of overwhelm, but they just can't pinpoint what it actually is. Now, in moments like that, I would coach you to journal out and really think about and break down the different areas of your life as to where this sense of overwhelm and lack of ability to control the stress in your life, where is that coming from? So if you're able to recognize and be aware of where it's coming from, then you're in a better seat to be able to do something about it. If you can't see what is happening or where your overwhelm is coming from, how can you do something about it? So identifying what is actually overwhelming you, you're then able to do something about it. Now, you can use in that moment when you're throwing your toys out of the cot, if you're able to distance yourself, you are able to use techniques like grounding techniques, counting to yourself backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Practicing gratitude, just quickly writing down on a piece of paper maybe 3 things that you're really grateful for. You could tell someone also that you love them or that you are grateful for them. So it's the same sort of thing. But if you pick up the phone and you're talking to someone, just switching those feelings and emotions and vibration at the core of it from stress and frustration to a sense of gratitude and love, which are the highest forms of vibration and frequency of any of our emotions. So really tapping into that. I mean, if you're at work and you're feeling overwhelmed, you may not have a great deal of time. So having these quick tools that you're able just to jot down on a piece of paper or make a quick 5-minute phone call to your loved one, are really going to shift that frequency that you're feeling and the emotional state that you're in. You could do things like, it's called emotional freedom techniques or tapping. You could get your feet on the grass or in the sand if you have that ability. So things that are really going to ground you to reality and to what is actually going on. Because most times, what you're feeling overwhelmed about is controllable and is not permanent. So just being able to bring yourself back, centering and grounding yourself, gives you again that sense of control and ability to be able to change what is going on. I touched on journaling, perhaps writing down something that you're grateful for, but you could also journal out the causes of your overwhelm and being able to break things down even further. So perhaps prioritizing. Well, sometimes when you have so much to do, for example, for the last few months, I have been working on my website. I've been developing a free resource that I'm going to be putting out soon and releasing. I've also been working on my podcast and ensuring that I'm getting content out. And that's all on top of then being a mum, being a wife, and living a life, really. So, sometimes there can be so much going on that having a prioritized list of what needs to be done, perhaps in that day, that week, or even for each project, helps you then break down further into bite-sized, manageable steps. Being overwhelmed and having that sense of overwhelm comes from the lack of focus and also the lack of knowing what you're doing to the desired outcome. So when you're sort of doing a little bit here, a little bit there, and you can't really see the bigger picture of what you're doing, that can be definitely a form of overwhelm that's going to cause you overwhelm, rather, because you can't see what you're doing in the moment is actually going to get you to where you need to be. So breaking down your to-do list into manageable bite-sized steps can absolutely free up that sense of and stress of being overwhelmed. you're also able to then see if you can delegate, if you can ask for help, what can you outsource, for example. I have not recently, probably about 5 months ago, hired a virtual assistant because I realized that I can't do everything myself. And if someone else can take that off my plate, then absolutely I'm going to engage in those services. Also, we did go through things to get your mind off being overwhelmed, whatever the topic is. So you could, as I said, call a friend, or if you're able to, you could play with your pet. You could watch a comedy, or listen to an audiobook. You could exercise, move your body, get your blood flowing, changing your frequency and vibration that way. Listening to music and distracting yourself. These are all things in the moment. They're not to remove the purpose of your stress and overwhelm. They are there to free your mind to be able to then come back to your project or to whatever it is that you're working on that you're feeling overwhelmed about with a different frame of mind. So it's stopping that spiral effect of going down, clearing your mind and being able to come back. So being able to distract yourself is a great way to be able to control and beat overwhelm. Your posture and your breathing absolutely have a huge part in that sense of overwhelm. Now, particularly if you're at a place where you can't just get up and, go to the beach, or you can't even perhaps make a phone call, but you're feeling very overwhelmed. Your posture and your breathing have a lot to do with your emotional state. So if you've ever seen someone that is sad, or let's go with sad first of all, in a sad emotion, typically their shoulders are dropped, their head is down, their eye gaze is down towards the floor, they're breathing very, very shallow, so up into the chest, not taking deep breaths. They could be cold as well, or maybe even clammy, or versus someone that is really angry. They might be holding their shoulders really tense, their face might be scrunched, they might be scowling, their breathing might have increased in pace, but definitely short and sharp breaths, versus someone that is completely in control, feeling wonderful, their chest is open, their eye gaze is up above the horizon level, their breathing is slow and deep and controlled, their facial muscles are relaxed. So think about when you're overwhelmed, how your body is acting and how what your breathing is doing. And if you can control those things in that moment, that can bring you back and give you a sense of control back in whatever it is that you're dealing with. So definitely check in with your posture and your breathing when you're in that feeling of overwhelm. You can definitely set boundaries, and this can be for people like myself that might need to learn to say no to things. Now, this is definitely something that I have gotten better with over time, but there was absolutely a time in my life where I didn't say no. If someone asked me to do something, yeah, sure. While in the back of my head, I'd be thinking, oh, how am I going to fit that in? Or I'm going to have to change that, and causing myself stress because I didn't know how to say no. So setting boundaries around yourself, but also around others, definitely can control the amount of overwhelm that you experience. Now, knowing that you are not your goals or your overwhelm can definitely help with controlling overwhelm. So what do I mean by that? Sometimes you can put so much focus and effort into your goals or into achieving something or into completing a project that you almost lose a part of yourself. that project or that goal or that outcome that you're looking for is not who you truly are. And so removing or distancing yourself, detaching yourself from that result or from that thing or from that vision that you have that you're working towards, that is not your true authentic self. So that can almost bring the control and bring the responsibility of your feelings and emotions back to you. That thing or that goal is not controlling you, and that overwhelm that you're feeling, that is not you. You have that control within you. And as I said in the beginning, I'm such a believer that nothing ever comes into your life if you don't have the ability to be able to cope with it, even the shitty things. So, but then having that sense of overwhelm is completely normal and is a completely normal human emotion to feel because of the stresses on our life. But learning to distance yourself, learning to acknowledge that that is not you and you still have the control and power within you, can absolutely decrease that overwhelm that you're feeling. Another tip that you can do to beat overwhelm at its own game is to avoid perfectionism. So I actually did an episode a little while ago on perfectionism. I'm actually just going to look up what episode that number that was. But if knowing that good is good enough. Sometimes things don't absolutely need to be 100% perfect. And in fact, going for perfect, you're actually setting yourself up for failure, which is just going to lead to more overwhelm and frustration and stress because no one can ever achieve perfect. So back in episode 2, actually, wow, I shared 5 tips to overcome perfectionism. So if you haven't listened to that, go back and listen to that, because aiming for perfectionism or wanting everything to be perfect is going to set you up to experience overwhelm 100%. So go back and listen to episode number 2. And I would also, another tip for beating overwhelm, I would also question, what is it that you really want and at what cost? So sometimes when we're going for something, let's say we're trying to build our business, we want to reach a certain level of income, and which is great. I highly, highly encourage anyone that is trying to improve their life or better their circumstances or better the results that they're getting to absolutely go for it. What I do coach my clients in is in watching at what cost are you going for this goal. Maybe you need to stretch out the timeline because there's so much pressure and stress and overwhelm to achieve it yesterday. Maybe it's something that you need to stretch out, and maybe it's something that you need to break down. But question, what is it that you really want and at what cost? All right. So look, I do want to highlight that boundaries, and I'm actually going to do a separate episode on this, because boundaries and setting boundaries with yourself and boundaries with others absolutely is key to avoiding overwhelm and to overcoming overwhelm. But really looking after yourself and having that self-care. Just yesterday, I ventured down to the beach by myself, had a great couple of hours, swam, read my book, looked out at the waves, then went and had some lunch by myself, and it was just so lovely. And I actually haven't done that in a very long time, but it was because I was feeling overwhelmed for the last few days. I've had things going on, and so I really needed just to remove myself from everything and take some time to look after me and come back to what I want. And so really knowing the boundaries for yourself is key in being able to deal with overwhelm and overcome it. That's all I've got for you in today's episode. If you loved this episode, go ahead and share it, like it, review it on whatever platform that you're on. It would be great to be able to get messages out to those that don't listen to podcasts like this, or that those that might get something out of it to improve their life. And that's exactly what I'm here to do. I hope you have a great day, morning, evening, wherever you are. And feel free to tag me on Instagram at the Jamie Lang. And I will look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of The Next Level You. If you loved and found value in today's episode, be sure to share it with me so I can continue delivering valuable content and inspire more listeners. And if you haven't connected with me on social media, come and join me on Instagram, where you can find extra doses of inspiration at The Jamie Lang, or visiting my website at jamielang.com. That's spelled J-A-I-M-E-L-A-I-N-G. Your support means the world to me, and I'm so grateful for you all. Until next time, remember to embrace the journey to become the next level you.